When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
For my friends.
77 WABC.
All right, 8:22 on your Monday morning. Been a great show already. Curtis Sliwa, Rich Lowry, we put this time aside every Monday for the man himself, Mr. Red Apple Media, amongst other things, Red Apple Everything. The host, of course, 5 p.m. every weekday afternoon, Katz and Cosby, 8 a.m. every Sunday morning, the Katz Roundtable. Most importantly, my dear, dear friend, the great John Katzimatidis. John, lots of places to go. Let's start with this. So I'm having this back and forth with Curtis this morning. I have no desire to run for office.
I was listening, but listen, it'll make a great debate.
Right, so you said let's do it.
Look at the popularity Dominic and Anthony Weiner got.
That's true, you're
right. I mean, they're really popular. I mean, Anthony says maybe it should be a two-hour show.
No, people do listen to that.
I got to give them extra aspirin. I don't want any of them to get a heart attack.
They do yell quite a bit, which is exciting. It's entertaining.
Well, look, they both are emotional about the way they feel, and that's the way, hey, that's the way politics is supposed to be. And that's what we do between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. You know, we're beating Hannity 3-1.
Oh, you're killing him. Killing him. Yeah, it's a much better show.
But listen, we have a lot of guests. We have Democrats. We have Republicans. You know what we do? We argue between 5 and 6. And then we hug each other.
Right, that's it. Nobody cares. Nobody I feel the same way. Yeah. But the issue with me and Curtis becomes is that unlike Weiner and Dominic or some of your guests at 5 o'clock, I feel like Curtis and I are in agreement with just about everything. Just about everything.
Well, maybe I'll jump in the middle and moderate.
Maybe you'll get us going.
Either we get Dominic to moderate. We'll see. We'll make it up.
It'll be fun. But when you ran for mayor, on a serious note, I would never do it, but when you ran for mayor in 2013, wasn't it hard, John? They start to pick at your personal life, and they throw everything out there in front of the public.
They went back to some of my high school friends to look for things that I didn't disclose.
Right.
They do. They check everything.
They get nasty.
Sid, I don't want to say anything. You can't run for mayor.
You sound like Danielle. I'm not running for mayor, trust me.
I'm not your lawyer. Yeah. You know, I'm just an amateur lawyer. Sid. But, you can't run for
not that. A good idea, right? Yeah, it's not going to happen.
But listen, we'll have a lot of fun. Let's debate it.
Right, why not? Let's see what happens. Because there's enough to debate in the city. I could debate this
we'll
right now.
We'll take an hour away from Mark Levin. He'll be mad at you. and do a special debate because we're allowed to do special debates.
He may not get mad at me because it's not Andrew Cuomo, it's me. But one of the things that was mentioned in the city this weekend that will not be a debate between me and Curtis, I promise you that, because we agree on this. On Stuart Varney's show, which you're going on this morning at 11 o'clock, John and Stuart Varney. Varney had the actor Chaz Palminteri on. Good friend of ours, you and I.
Yes.
And he told Chaz that Mayor Eric Adams said a couple days ago that this is the best New York we've seen in 12 years. And he said
it on my show.
He did on your show, too?
Yeah.
So he said, Chaz, what are you thinking? Chaz said,
Thursday or Friday at 5:30. Hey, after a while, you know, it goes into, you know, you don't remember if it was Thursday or Friday. But look, it's better, but it's not getting there. But it's not there yet. It's better in a lot of respects, but it's not there yet. And we got to do what we have to do to save the city, Sid. This is our city.
It's better than it was under de Blasio, is what you're saying.
Oh, definitely was.
Okay.
But it's definitely better under de Blasio. Under de Blasio, I can't believe. You know, I like Bill de Blasio. You know that as a person. But I you know what I see in my eyes when I think of Bill? The people running into Macy's and Bill de Blasio telling the cops don't do anything.
I remember that.
That was wrong.
Yeah.
That was wrong.
Yeah.
And I just can't forget that. By the way, I was almost late for this show this morning. Going through the Midtown Tunnel, there must have been 100 cops and 100 state troopers
Wow.
pulling over every car they selected.
What is that all about?
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know, but something is rotten in... Wait. It used to be rotten in Denmark.
Denmark.
Something's rotten in New York.
New York City. You know, talking about traveling through the Midtown Tunnel and coming into the city, you know they're about 6 weeks away from the beginning of congestion pricing, the MTA has decided.
God. I mean, this is so wrong. This is so wrong. You know what I said to all the politicians? I said to all of them, wait for New York to make a comeback first. Why do you want to suck their blood before it makes a comeback? It's like we have one nail in the grave, and they want to put a second nail in. Let New York make a recovery. I mean, we can make a recovery. If we get this this city clean of crime, and I said that to every politician in Albany. I said it to the governor. I said it to, our speaker of the assembly. I said, there's 3,300 violent criminals. 8.5 million New Yorkers in New York City. Who do you want who do you want to serve? The 8.5 million New Yorkers or the 3,300? Now, some of them are mentally ill. Some of them are repeat criminals. Well, put the 3,300 away forever. It used to be Rockefeller. One strike, two strikes, three strikes, you're out. All right, make it five, make it 10.
No, three's enough. Three's enough. And I would say this.
Get them off the streets.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But it's not just crime. I mean, you heard this story that Chaz talked about watching, and I've seen the same thing on the train and on the streets. Somebody defecating right there in the street in the middle of the day.
It's now you've
got
right.
Now you got these animals on our campus universities. They're not part of the 3,300 people you're talking about, but they're terrorists.
It's not right, and I've said it on and again. I said it over the weekend to a few senators I had on Sunday morning. I've said it to Rick Scott, made big news over on Sunday.
Like him, yes, he did.
And the fact is that when I came to the United States, 6 months old, when I was 6 years old, I swore allegiance to the United States of America. If these are migrants, if these are green card holders, well, they're never going to become citizens. And if they hate the United States the way they do, get out of here. We don't want you. If you hate the United States, go F yourself.
No, I agree, but I feel like some of these politicians hate the United States. I mean, I got to tell you, John, all I hear from our politicians, including Eric, is can't do nothing about it.
You can do something about it.
Well, he says he can. He can't get the students out of Columbia. He can't get the migrants back.
I agree with Eric on a lot of things like you do. You are friends.
Yeah.
But this particular
thing, lost me now, though. So he lost me.
He's going to lose a lot more people if he doesn't put his foot down.
Right.
It's time. Look,
can you make an argument that I've been down to Columbia University and the mayor hasn't? Can you make a logical argument for that?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Except, don't forget, the White House has a gun in his head.
Let me ask you this. You think Donald Trump would care? He's been indicted four times. Do you think if they put a gun to his head, he would still do what's right?
Yeah, I think he would still do what's right.
Right.
What they're doing with him, the rule of law is broken. And the thing with the Supreme Court doesn't have an army. Supreme Court doesn't have a navy. The Supreme Court doesn't even have the FBI on their side because they report to the Department of Justice that reports to the politicized Department of Justice, and it's a problem.
You're friends with Trump. I mean, when I say friends, you've talked to him over the years. He's even asked you for advice. You're too humble to say it.
I know him for 40 years, 45 years. You know, is he a friend? He's an acquaintance, a good acquaintance for 50 years, 45 years. But you know what a friend is? At 5 o'clock, if you have nothing to do, you call him up and say, let's have dinner. That's a friend.
That's a friend.
So I can't say Donald Trump is a friend.
He hasn't done that. Okay.
Yeah. No. I mean, do you know anybody he went to dinner with on a phone call?
Not really. No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. No. You're right about that. So it's not that personal. But you feel badly what he's going through right now.
No. Absolutely. I think he would look. Bill Barr, who was the Attorney General of the United States, hated Donald Trump. He hated Donald Trump. You know what Bill Barr did last week?
He endorsed Trump.
Trump. He says it is far better to have Donald Trump as president than to have the extreme socialists, the leftists and the socialists in charge of the United States, because the United States, if they stay in charge, Sid, will never make 2076 the 300th year of the United States of America.
True.
And several other U.S. senators have said the same thing to me.
Yeah.
And I love the United States of America. You love it.
And
we worry not about ourselves. We'll be okay. We're tough enough to be okay. We worry about our kids and grandkids to come.
You said it perfectly. So on the way out, it was great that Bill Barr endorsed Donald Trump. But what make me really happy is if everybody at Cindy Adams' birthday party last week would endorse Donald Trump.
Well, that was some birthday party. You know, she invited 50 of her best friends. You know, the first time we got in trouble, the party I gave Cindy last year, she only invited 14 of either 12 or 14 of her best friends.
Oh,
you know what that is?
Oh.
And after that, it was in Cindy's column.
Oh.
I got the phone calls. I got the blame.
She knows everybody.
Yeah, and I got the blame. This year, she had it at her apartment, and she invited 50 of her best friends.
That's nice.
And when I tried to put in one more, number 51, she said, absolutely not.
She drew the line at 50.
She drew the line at 50.
That's it.
She is one tough gal at the age of 94.
God bless
she is one tough gal. Let me tell you something. She's got her mind 110%.
Oh yeah,
her show on Sunday is terrific. She tells stories from yesteryear that these stories. Let me tell you something. These stories we're going to keep in archives because they're stories that nobody has ever heard before.
I was talking to somebody last week, and we both agreed that she's basically been the voice. I mean, back in the '50s and sixties and seventies, she was New York. She was a voice. So she's been that for decade after decade. I love her. I love Cindy Adams. So Bill O'Reilly will be on your show this afternoon, right? He's on every Monday.
He's on every Monday, 5:45. And he is one tough guy. He is one smart guy. He thinks things out. I don't agree with him on everything sometimes.
Me
but
too.
He thinks things out, and he says it the way he feels. And he's one tough Irish guy.
Yes, and you'll be on with Stuart Varney coming up at 11 o'clock. And I would imagine that, you know, you came on this show last week. There was a big story in the New York Post. Very exciting news for your company, Red Apple, that now you're getting into these smaller nuclear reactors. That's part of your business now.
That is the future, Sid.
You think so?
Windmills. Solar cells. And windmills, forget about it. They'll do 2%, 4%. But they can't run the country. I mean, whoever thinks that solar cells and windmills are going to run the country, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge at a good price.
That's AOC.
and it's not threatening to anybody. It's the same nuclear reactors in the nuclear submarines, safe for 60 years. So you're taking these nuclear reactors and putting them in, converting them to land modules.
Gotcha.
So you know how big they are, and they're not that big.
Right.
And they can run a whole city for 67 years.
And how long do you think it'll be before those actually are in
place?
The
first one is scheduled to be installed by 2031.
So you're talking about another 7 years. And are you guys basically the only company right now that's going to build those domestically?
No, there's a few companies that are out there trying to do it. And there's a race to the top. I'm sure some of them will go broke.
I'm sure. Up against you, they better. Well, you are the man. Thank you for this. What a great conversation. We covered a million things. And you're going to talk to one of my favorite guys, General Petraeus, later on.
We're going to have a dinner for General Petraeus tonight, representing. And he's a straight arrow.
I like him.
He's a real good guy. Yeah. And he loves the Grant's tomb. So it's in honor of Ulysses S. Grant and Grant's tomb. And I got to do a board meeting with the Guardian Angels before that.
How about that? 45 years, those Guardian Angels have done a great job in this city. And you've done great by Curtis. And you know how much I love Curtis, so I'm happy about that. And I love you very much. So thank you for this great job. I'll be listening at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you.
Kick it out of the park.
That's my guy, John Katz, Matidi's folks, Katz and Cosby, 5 p.m. every weekday afternoon. And I got to tell you, if you miss that Sunday show too, Katz Roundtable, 8 a.m. every Sunday morning, you're doing yourself an injustice. You got to go Katz Roundtable, 8 o'clock Sunday morning, and then watch Maria Bartiromo on TV afterwards. That's how it works.